It's from Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 16. Luke 22, verses 14 to 16. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, you will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." Most of us are human. Probably all of us are human, actually. All of us know those times when we're distracted by whatever's going on in our lives, and we suddenly realize someone's been speaking to us and we haven't been listening to them at all. We've been so wrapped up in our own thoughts, so distracted by what's going on in our lives, that we haven't been concentrating on the person who's been speaking to us. At other times, you know, in those times, and actually we've felt under pressure or been anxious, and because of that, we've felt unable to focus on anyone else. We have been so focused on ourselves and what's concerning us, what's worrying us at that time. All of us know those times. It's all about being human. We're human. We get distracted. We become anxious. And on that first Maundy Thursday, of which we've just read a few verses, the Lord Jesus had more reason than most not to be focused on his 12 closest friends. He knew exactly what lay ahead. And it wasn't, too, that he was facing what lay ahead with equanimity. His attitude was probably different to what ours might have been, but the anxiety, the fear, the agony was very real. Later on in that chapter, verse 42, we see how he prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. It was a terrible time. And yet his focus was his 12 closest friends. He sent some of them off to arrange a Passover meal. And when he got word that all had been prepared and all was ready, he came, as we saw, and sat down. And I just imagine him looking round at the 12. His closest friends, the people he'd shared not only wisdom with, but his life with over the previous 3 years. Some were distantly related, others he'd known from childhood. And he looked at them, and he loved them. But he knew, too, that one would betray him, Judas. Another, a childhood friend, Peter, would deny ever knowing him. And all the other 10 would disappear as soon as the pressure was on. But he still looked round. He still loved them. And we see in verse 15 that extraordinary phrase, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." What he wanted that night more than anything was to have a meal with his closest friends. And he looks at you and me, and he knows all our weaknesses and all the times we've let him down. All the times he ceased to be the priority, all the times other people and other ambitions have been more important. He looks at us and he loves us, and as this table is laid before us, he said, what I've wanted most today is to share this bread and wine with you.